to be when all we cared about was turning 16.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Today is Election Day. The polls are now open. It is 7 o'clock. A news update sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin. And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green. Small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership. We've been serving you, your family, your friends, your grandparents, and maybe even your great-great-grandparents for a full century. In the past, our customers with less than perfect credit traveled to Madison to get vehicle financing. Great news, you don't have to drive and then sit and wait for 3 hours. Melanie at Jones Chevrolet can help. Don't be fooled by the big city hype. We have all of the big city banks available right here in Richland Center. Between our finance director, Scott Smith, and special finance manager, Melanie, we have decades of automotive financing expertise. When credit issues make things complicated, we simplify it. All within our Jones Chevrolet low-pressure sales approach. We have a no-cost, easy, 100% secure online credit application at JonesChev.com. Guaranteed credit approvals for the first time in our area. We even do loans with our most popular local credit unions directly. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Six international aid workers and their Palestinian driver all killed in an airstrike overnight in Gaza. The six were from the World Central Kitchen. IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari expressing sorrow but stopping short of taking responsibility for the bombing.
We also express sincere sorrow to our allied nations who have been doing and continue to do so much to assist those in need.
Florida's Supreme Court has ruled that the state's highly restrictive six-week abortion ban can go into effect in 30 days, but the court also ruling that a question asking voters to decide on abortion rights can appear on the ballot this fall. A 12-year-old is in custody in a rare school shooting just outside Helsinki, Finland. Three other 12-year-olds were shot and wounded. Former President Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond that allows him to appeal the verdict in his New York civil fraud trial. The money was underwritten by billionaire and Trump backer Don Hanke. This is ABC News. Police in Switzerland say an American teenager and two others were killed in an avalanche on Monday. The snow slide happening below the famous Matterhorn Peak. Crews recovering three bodies and another injured skier. Norwegian Cruise Lines reminding customers to board on time. That after some were stranded off the coast of Africa.
Eight passengers, including six Americans, were left without money, medication, or luggage after a local tour was delayed getting back to the ship. They say the tour operator alerted the crew of the Norwegian cruise ship about the delay. One of the stranded couples tells ABC affiliate WPDE that the ship was still docked when they got back, but even with a Coast Guard escort back to the ship, they say the cruise captain refused to let them board.
ABC's Derek Dennis, the group now on a trek to reboard the boat 200 miles away. And baseball's first no-hitter this season, Astros pitcher Ronel Blanco walking only two batters, beating the Toronto Blue Jays 10-0. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Looking to stock up your freezer? Check out Prem Meats in Spring Green for fantastic meat bundles. Busy families will love their famous heat and serve barbecue pork, chicken, and beef for quick and delicious meals on the go. Planning a graduation party? It's not too late to contact them for all of your catering needs. Don't forget to try their fresh take-and-bake pizzas and Friday fish carryout specials. Prem Meats and Catering, where quality meets affordability.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Good morning from WRCO. We'll check out forecast details coming up. That includes the possibility of needing the winter stuff, the snow shovel and the scraper tomorrow. We'll see. Details coming up here on WRCO and WRCE.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Attention all businesses looking to boost your visibility and reach your community. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call or text 608-485-1201. Join the ranks of thriving businesses and connect with your neighbors. Whether you're a small shop or a local service, the Richland County Telephone Directory is the go-to resource for residents. Serving dozens of communities, don't miss out on the opportunity to showcase your business to the community. Be a part of the directory that locals trust. Advertise in the Richland County Telephone Directory, because when your community looks for you, their go-to place is the Richland County Telephone Directory. Call them now at 608-485-1201 for details. Today, a high of 38, northeast to northerly winds at 12 to 25. Could get a little nasty, especially this afternoon. Some rain and snow mixed, giving heavier with snow by afternoon. 1 to 2 inches of snow possible. A low of 30 tonight, an additional 1 to 3 inches overnight, and maybe additional accumulations tomorrow as well, and a high of 37. Thursday, 44, and Friday, 48 with sunshine, maybe 54, and more normal temperatures for this time of year on Saturday. A winter weather advisory for our immediate area from around 4 this afternoon until 7 tomorrow morning. That's for Vernon and Richland County. Sauk County hits a little earlier, 1 o'clock this afternoon until 10 o'clock tonight for a winter weather advisory. Right now in Richland Center, after a trace of precipitation this morning, we did receive 38 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday here in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation rain gauge. We've got a temperature right now of 36. That is so far the overnight low. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd.
California, by the sea, I could be living in a lap of luxury like on TV, and that's all good, oh, but it'll never make me feel the way I should.
I can jump in a van, head to Birmingham, be up on the stage with a reggae band by tomorrow with my baby. It won't make me rich, but it'll save me.
Make a little more love, make a little less money, catch a little more buzz.
Front seat, I got everything I need, but I get it for free, like the best thing in life. I ain't climbing up the ladder when I'd rather take a ride
down the boulevard in an El Camino. Is it a car or a truck? Hell, if we know, but we're going and we don't care, cause the windows are down and it gets us where we can
make a little more love, make a little less money, catch a little more buzz, hop a little less time. Signs. Don't wait till it's too late, cause you'll only miss the time that you didn't take to make. Ooh, a little more love, yeah.
You gotta make it while the sun's shining, baby. Come on,
go! Make it a little more.
Jared Neiman and Lee Bryce, and a way to be happy the rest of your life there. Some things to celebrate on April 2nd. It's National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. Now, there you go. That's a sandwich. That's good stuff. That's what I used to take for lunch. Although, when I get tired of it, it was great trade bait for somebody's barbecue off their hot lunch or something. It's International Fact-Checking Day. National Ferret Day as well. We were staying in Texas with some friends. Their son had a ferret, Rastus, and he and I got along pretty well. He didn't crawl up my pant leg, so that's good. It's National Love Your Produce Manager Day, as well as World Autism Awareness Day. A few things to celebrate and recognize today. On the 2nd of April, 7-Eleven. Here's Alan Jackson.
Daddy won a radio. He tuned it to a country show. I was rocking in the cradle to the crying of a steel guitar. Mama used to sing to me. She taught me that sweet harmony. Now she worries cause she never thought I'd ever really take it this far. Singing in the bars and chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Atlas and a coffee cup, five pickers and an old Dodge truck. Heading down to Houston for a show on Saturday night. Well, this overhead is killing me. Half the time I sink for free. But when the crowd's into it, Lord, it makes this thing I'm doing seem right. Standing in the spotlight, chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick his guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just wanna be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Daddy's got a radio. He won it 30 years ago. He said, son, I just know we're gonna hear you singing on it someday. Well, I made it up to Music Row. But Lordy, don't the wheels turn slow. Still, I wouldn't trade a minute. I wouldn't have it any other way. Just show me to the stage. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. I'm living that honky-tonk dream. Cause all I've ever wanted is to pick this guitar and sing. Just trying to be somebody. Just want to be heard and sing. I'm chasing that neon rainbow. Living that honky-tonk dream. Oh, I'm chasing that neon rainbow.
Oh, yes, Alan Jackson. My favorite part of going to the Country Music Hall of Fame was seeing Alan Jackson's daddy's radio that he sings about in there. His dad won that at a church social, and there it was, the Country Music Hall of Fame, the exact radio mentioned in that song. Pretty cool. Oh, yes, and it's pretty cool that it's Brewer home opener today. The Brewers and the Twins later today. I don't know if it has the same zip as it did when I was a kid. You know, the Brewers opening up, and plus the fact that they've already played some games. It was always cool when they'd open up in Milwaukee, and that was the very, very first game of the season. But still, there's always something special about that very first game. And every year I like to play this clip because it takes me back. I was in high school. We were at high school baseball practice. Somebody pulled their car up to the backstop so we could hear the Brewers in their opener against Baltimore. And my favorite player of all time, well, I shouldn't say of all time. At that time, he was my favorite player. Robin Yount's my favorite player of all time. But Sixto Lescano stepped to the plate, and a young Bob Uecker, way before his days of get up, get out of here, became his signature call, called that final pitch.
Rego from the windup. The pitch to Sixto. Here's a drive to deep right center. Way back goes Evans. It's got a chance to go.
I still get goosebumps on that one. Courtesy of the Brewer Radio Network on WRCL. Join us for the game on WRCE. Pregame time around 2:35 today. Here's John Fogerty. Championship season today. That clip from Sixto Lescano's win against Baltimore went back to opening day of 1978. Seems like only yesterday.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator SUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Mauston Equipment in Mauston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. I believe Easter is a reminder that Jesus rose again, and without him, my life wouldn't be the same. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
April is Alcohol Awareness Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is encouraging you to check in on your drinking. Consuming excessive alcohol can lead to severe health problems, including stroke, cancer, and heart disease. It can also lead to depression, less restful sleep, and cause problems at home, work, and with friends and family. Treatment can help. Call 211 for support from the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline.
Tuesday's Roundup is sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and Julie Karen State Farm. It's game day on the show, so tune in for fun and all the latest updates you need to kick off your day.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
How you doing, Robin?
How's it?
I mean, Phil.
Yeah, well, yeah, I could see where you'd be confused.
Yes.
I'm wearing my Robin Yount jersey today.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean,
they didn't have my size, but I'm looking good, so, yeah.
Well, the shirt looks tough.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't own too many jerseys of athletes, especially this day and age. You buy someone's jersey, they may not be with the team.
Right.
For life.
Right.
Like Robin Yount was. Those are you know, those days are probably a thing of the past.
You think they are?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that with Jackson Chourio, you know. He's the first Major League Baseball player born in 2004 to play in the majors, so he's 20 years old. Will he be with the Brewers for his whole career? I doubt it.
Well, if the Brewers are smart, he would be.
Well, but it takes a lot of money in a market that size.
Especially, I mean, I'm
talking about if he becomes that elite player. Yeah, I know. I know you are. Call Prime Mover. Yes.
Any baseball team looking for a cheerleader?
Whatever you are.
Yeah, whatever I am. Today's quiz day, young man.
I know. Where's your paper? I don't see it.
It's all here, buddy.
It's all on the top of your head? Oh, there it is. Okay.
We have some questions. On opening day. About opening day.
About opening day.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's see if you can quiz these. And
I see that old Adam Hess has a quiz on the fridge, too. I'm trying to bump that off there.
He cheated.
Did he cheat?
And yeah, it's 9 out of 10.
Oh, 9 out of 10?
Yeah,
oh,
but okay. He thinks, since he was a sub, that he got whatever. I'm not going to argue with him.
Right.
It was like arguing with a wall.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
No. But, well.
You're killing me.
Huh?
You're killing me today.
All right. Opening day. Is it opening day for the Brewers?
It's quiz? Opening day for everybody.
For everybody.
Yep.
All right.
So, but I know you like opening day. It's a big day for you.
And it's a big day.
Yep, without question. And a lot of people. I think it's a good thing. Brewers are 3-0. And
it always makes you feel optimistic for spring. And
especially coming in 3-0.
3-0? Yep. Absolutely. So,
and especially, and I know records are nothing at this time because there's 159 more games to do, or 158. So.
But satisfying to sweep the Mets in their $7 billion salary or whatever they have. I mean, they're like one of the highest teams. And
So pay to win that championship.
Yep. Well, so. It'll be the same thing with the Cubs, too. I mean, apologies to Cub fans, but they've spent a lot of money, too.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times those don't pan out.
Not always.
Yep. Nope. So, I mean, prime example, New York Yankees. I mean, they kept buying and buying and buying and buying.
You know, it's funny. The Yankees and baseball and the Dallas Cowboys and football. Yeah. Everybody, you know, kind of think, well, you know, championship. They haven't. Neither one of them have won a championship for a long time.
No, I know. What, so, the Dallas is the 90s?
90s. 95, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, so that when they're, what was it, they won three in a row, their dynasty or something, mm-hmm. two in a row, something like that. So,
yep.
But anyway, hey, and any, there's no questions on the opening day of the WRCO kickball team.
Oh, okay. Well, so, that's good. I like kickball.
I love kickball. Uh-huh. So, all right, my, number one.
Yeah.
The first official opening day of Major League Baseball was held in 1876. True or false, Philip?
Oh. Okay.
Okay. Number two, which team holds the record for most opening day wins in Major League Baseball history? Is it the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Reds, or the Red Sox? The Yankees, the Dodgers, the Reds. Are the Red Sox. Which
Red,
player?
Red Sox. Okay. All right, go ahead.
No, Reds or Red Sox.
Okay.
Not both.
All right, got it.
Which player holds the record for hitting the most home runs on opening day? Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, Ken Griffey Jr., or Frank Robinson?
Wow. They're all greats.
I'm just going to be honest. It's not Hank.
Not Hammer and Hank
not
Bray.
Not Hammer and Hank Bray. Yeah.
P. Ridge. How many home runs do you have in P. Ridge?
I had two.
Two?
Yep. Both inside the parks.
Yeah.
I was usually ejected from my games. That's a long story. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Huh. And now you're an umpire. Imagine that.
Yep.
How life turns.
Bad. Anyway, true false. The first pitch of the baseball season is traditionally thrown by the President of the United States.
All right.
Which team has the longest active streak of consecutive opening day appearances? Which team has the longest active streak of consecutive opening day? Because all teams don't play on opening day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. Is it the New York Yankees, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Los Angeles Dodgers, or the Baltimore Birds?
Okay.
All right. Number we're on.
Six.
True or false? The Toronto Blue Jays became the first team outside the United States to play on opening day in 1977.
Okay. Yeah. Just trying to think of when Montreal came in, but all right.
Which player holds the most consecutive open day starts by a pitcher? And I missed this one. Walter Johnson, Tom Seaver, Randy Johnson, or Jack Morris? Walter Johnson, Tom Seaver, Randy Johnson, or Jack Morris?
All right.
I don't know who Randy Johnson is. So
you don't know who
Randy? I know who Randy
is. Oh, you only know who.
Who did Jack Morris play for? Do you remember?
Yeah, he was with Detroit for a while. It might have been
was
with
he?
The Twins for a while.
Okay,
too. Yeah.
All right. The Cincinnati Reds traditionally play their home opener on the first day of the Major League Baseball season. Usually play their home opener. Okay, that's on the first day of Major League Baseball season. Because there's a couple teams. Okay?
Which team?
The Cincinnati Reds.
The Reds, okay. All right.
That's true or false?
All right.
Which Major League Baseball team holds the record for the longest opening day game in history? Okay. The New York Mets, the Houston Astros, Cleveland Indians, and the Chicago Cubbies. Or the Chicago Cubbies.
All right.
True or false? Opening day is considered to be a national holiday in some parts of the United States.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you got for me?
How many you got, right, buddy?
I don't know. He's looking at my paper and laughing. That's not a good sign.
Oh, boy.
Oh, well.
All right, here we go. The first official opening day of Major League Baseball was held in 1876.
True.
That is true.
Woo!
Yeah. What happened in 1776?
1776?
Yeah.
Bicentennial?
In 1770, uh-huh. Isn't that Independence Day? Isn't that
yeah.
The year...
In
17.
Our bicentennial was 76, and you're saying the, duh.
All right, well, that was a true question.
I lived through the bicentennial. I didn't live through the other one.
Oh, boy. Oh, well. Yeah, anyway, your shirt's on too tight.
It is. It's kind of, they didn't have my size.
Which team holds the record for the most opening day wins in Major League Baseball history?
Got to be the Cincinnati
Reds.
It
is the Reds.
Been around for a long time.
Yep. And that question actually goes back into another question that we had.
Okay.
Which player holds the record for hitting the most home runs on opening day?
I went with Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct.
Yeah. He did some incredible
things. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And they say he was kind of cocky. Can you believe
that?
Oh,
I believe so. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, he could back it up a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Think of what he could have done had he taken better care of himself.
Oh, my God.
Been in better shape.
He was a big old boy.
He was.
True or false? The first pitch of the baseball season is traditionally thrown by the presidents of the United States.
True.
It is true.
All right.
Which team has the longest active streak of consecutive opening day appearances? Is it the Yankees, Cardinals, Dodgers, or Orioles?
I'd say the Yankees.
It's the Yankees.
Yep.
True or false, the Toronto Blue Jays became the first team outside the United States to play on opening day in 1977.
I said true.
It is true.
Woohoo! Former, they were a Brewer rival. They were in the American League East for quite a long time.
Which player holds the record for the most consecutive open day starts by a pitcher? Is it Walter Johnson, Tom Seaver, Randy Jansen, or Jack Morris?
I said Tom Seaver.
No, it's Jack Morris.
Oh!
Who is Jack Morris?
Again, I think Detroit. When the Twins won the World Series, wasn't he with the Twins?
Who was the outfielder for the Twins that year? Is it Kirby Puckett? Was that Kirby Puckett?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long-time Twin.
Yeah, long-time Twin. Mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Reds, this goes back to question number one. The Cincinnati Reds traditionally play their home opener on the first day of the Major League Baseball season.
I'd say true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
All right.
Which Major League Baseball team holds the record for the longest opening day game in Major League history?
I guess the Cleveland Indians.
It's the Cleveland Indians, but I don't know who they played because they would have tied it.
Would have tied it?
Yeah. Who Major League holds the record for the longest opening day game? Whoever they played would also hold the same record, wouldn't they?
No, that's probably true. Yeah, you better do some research on that.
I don't know who they played. I'm sure I'm going to get fact-checked on that one.
Cleveland's been around for a long time.
Yeah, Cleveland's been
around.
The Guardians now. But mm-hmm. They're thinking about going back to the Indians.
Are they really?
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
And I think they should. So, true or false, buddy, opening day is considered a national holiday in some parts of the United States.
I'd say true.
It's false, Phil.
False.
That's why I laughed. It's false.
Man.
It's false. That's why I laughed.
Well, I would think that some places they might, New York, they might let school out and have
National holiday.
Yeah, that's true. It wouldn't be a local. It'd be a national. Yeah.
Right. See, and I have to answer these quizzes before I get the answers.
Uh-huh.
And I answered just like you did, true. Because
I didn't listen carefully.
And I wasn't reading carefully. So
I used to check that on my report card. Phil would do better if he would listen.
If he would listen.
Uh-huh.
Stop assuming.
Stop worrying about what he was going to say next instead of thinking about what the question was.
See, that's what my dad always told me. He goes, you should think before you talk, son.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Always in trouble for
that.
What
fun would that be?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Buddy, I appreciate the time that you've given me today, and thank you to everybody out there. And everybody have a good day and be kind.
That's Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in their sympathy room.
Choose from beautiful silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes on them. Added Touch has a wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Ashley and the Added Touch team is your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com and like them on Facebook.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Some notes on today, 1956. The soap operas As the World Turns and The Edge of Night premiered on CBS TV. The Sting won the Best Picture Academy Award. The Way We Were won as well for Best Original Song and for Best Original Score. The year was 1974. And in 2005, John Paul II, the Polish Pope, actually died at the Vatican apartment at the age of 84. Some notes on today, April 2nd, 2024. Birthdays and anniversaries will be next and sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High-Tech, Skechers, Bearpaw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School to Grace Wilson. Happy ninth to niece Desi Wilson. Have a great day, Dulcie Kunai, from Mom and Dad, and also from Abel and Mercedes. We love you, Mom. To Dulcie Kunai, have a great day today. To great Grandpa Dennis Fanta from Oakland, have a great day, Dennis. Also from Mandy, Tim, Angela, Wayne, Eric, and John. And happy birthday from Scott and Rihanna, Mara, and Grace. To Desiree Wilson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also Lacey Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church. And to Lacey Lou Olson from Butch and Margaret. Rick Bell, happy birthday from Dollface. Also to Rick Fruit from your mother Arlene, sisters and families, Jude, Kevin, Joel, Kyle, Lauren and Lily, Chris, Bob, Ryan, Jess, Nikki, TK, and Presley. And happy birthday, Rick, from Jean, Laura, Cole, Alex, Madeline, Avea, Cohen, William, CJ, and Bronwyn. Happy birthday, and here's to many more. To John Stoltz from Lori and the Guys. Happy birthday, Teresa Spencer from the Beulah Wesleyan Church. The RC Lions say happy birthday, Brandon Dieter, Charlie Wilson, and Josh Manning. Stan Anderson, have a great day to Dad and Grandpa from Tammy and Paige. Happy wishes to Mitchell Woodman from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Have a great day, Vicki Schaefer and Dulcie Kunai from Schmidtland Hills, residents and staff, and the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club today, leaving us wishes for Vicki Baumkamp, Laura Faga, to Angela Hinkle and Beth Peer, Jimmy Kuska, to Tina Mayer, Heidi Wilkinson, and happy anniversary, Dennis and Suzanne Brown.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Spring has sprung, and it's that time of year to clean out your drawers and files to safely dispose of confidential documents. WCCU Credit Union's Spring Shredding event will be held on Saturday, April 20th. So grab a few boxes and fill them up with tax returns, medical records, pay stubs, old checkbooks, junk mail, and any other confidential documents. The on-site shredding truck will be located in our Viroqua, Reesburg, and Richland Center parking lots on Saturday, April 20th from 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Maximum of 3 large boxes per person. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It is Election Day. Polls are now open across Wisconsin. Do your part today. Here's one for our couples.
If not for you, babe, I couldn't even find the door. See me wide away. The day would surely have to break. It would not be new.
Olivia Newton-John. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great Tuesday.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
Good morning. It is an overcast 36 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town and Country TV and Appliance. A winter weather advisory is in effect for Sauk County from 1 this afternoon to 10 tonight. Also for Vernon and Richland counties from 4 this afternoon to 7 tomorrow morning. Breezy with scattered light rain and snow early, becoming steadier snow by afternoon. 1 or 2 inches of snow possible by late afternoon and a high of 38. Tonight, windy with snow tapering to light snow showers later. An additional 1 to 3 inches is possible with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, we have easterly winds 3 to 7 miles per hour, and we are at our morning low of 36 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain. Pick the one you want for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Also, do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. It's election day in Wisconsin, and voters in dozens of school districts are being asked for financial support. Voters in some 90 K through 12 districts around Wisconsin will see local referenda, including the largest in Milwaukee. Milwaukee Public Schools is requesting an additional $252 million annually. That's roughly a $432 property tax increase on a $200,000 home. 4 years ago, voters overwhelmingly approved an $87 million referendum, the first for MPS in more than 20 years. The outcome this time is uncertain. Hundreds of thousands of dollars have already been spent in support and opposition. Today is election day, and polls are now open and will remain open till 8 tonight. We will be watching a number of races and referendum questions on today's ballot. There is a mayoral race in Richland Center between incumbent Todd Coppernall and Karen Tepley. There's also a race for the Richland County Board in District 8 between incumbent Gary Manning and Cheryl Dull. Voters in the village of Lone Rock will be choosing 3 trustees from a field of 5, Steve Morgeson, Adam Reno, Alvin J. Christensen, Corey Ewers, and Brad Seymour. Residents in the village of Casanova, Ward 2, will be choosing 3 people to serve from a field of 4, Chris Latica, Tim Hanko, Christy Bauer, and Terry Waslick. The Sauk County Board of Supervisors has a number of races, including District 22 between Sheila Carver and Jean Berlin. And there's a race for Sauk County Circuit Judge, Branch 3, between Blake Duran and Nancy Tomey. School referendums concerning Richland County residents include the Kickapoo Area School District, Richland Center School District, and River Valley School District. The Kickapoo School District is seeking $1.6 million recurring referendum for operational expenses. If it is approved, the funds would be phased in over 4 years at $400,000 a year over the next 4 years. Going forward, the district would have the authority to tax for the additional $1.6 million, but would not be required to tax the full amount if it's not needed. The Richland School District has 2 questions on the ballot. The first comes with no tax increase. It is a non-recurring operational referendum seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $2.3 million for the 2024-25 school year, $2.4 million for the 25-26 school year, by $2.5 million in the 26-27 school year, and by $2.6 million in the 27-28 school year. The second question is a capital referendum seeking $27,160,000 for facility improvement projects and upgrades. If question two is passed, residents would see a $14.76 tax increase per month based on property worth $161,000. The River Valley School District also has two questions on its ballot. The first question includes renovations at the elementary, middle, and high schools at a cost of $19.5 million. The second question includes a building project at the high school at a cost of $14.5 million. Each question can pass or fail on its own. The impact on taxes will depend on which scenario passes, just question one or two or both. There are a number of write-in opportunities in the area, including for Richland Center City Council District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3, where Ron Fruit is an official write-in candidate. Four seats on the Richland County Board will be elected by write-in. They are Districts 7, 9, 12, and 20. There are two official write-in candidates registered. They are Elaine Hendricks for District 7 and Mark Gill in District 9. In the Richland School District, Area 1 East will be filled by write-in. Lee Van Landite is an official write-in candidate for that seat. There are also two proposed amendments to the state constitution. According to Wisconsin Watch, the amendments could reshape how elections are run in the state. The first question seeks to prohibit the use of private grants or cash donations for election costs. The second question seeks to restrict election-related tasks to election officials only. Green Bay is ready for today's event featuring former President Trump. Safety is front of mind for Green Bay police officers and other city staff as former President Donald Trump comes to Green Bay today. Commander of Operations Kevin Warich says whether the event is political or not, they handle all large-scale events the same. Warich notes that the city handles large crowds 10 times a year in the NFL season, and this event is the same. The Trump rally is set for 5 tonight at the KI Convention Center. A day ahead of his Green Bay campaign rally, former President Donald Trump was on the air repeating false claims about his 2020 election loss to Joe Biden in Wisconsin. Trump was on WISN Radio's Dan O'Donnell show Monday morning. He said that he did much better in Wisconsin in 2020 than he did in 2016, but that it was delayed and they found out a lot of wrongdoing. He also claimed that people said he actually did win. Trump did win Wisconsin in 2016. While he received more votes in 2020, he also lost to Biden by some 20,000 votes. Recounts confirmed the results, and there was no evidence of widespread fraud or wrongdoing. O'Donnell did not refute Trump's false claims. Children in Wisconsin from low-income homes will get nutritious food this summer. Wisconsin will take part in the federal Summer Electronic Benefit Transfer Program. Qualifying families will get preloaded debit cards to use to buy groceries. Shelley Forner is with the Hunger Task Force of La Crosse.
We've got families with low incomes, most of them working, by the way, but just not able to put that extra meal on the table for kids who are at home during the summer months.
Experts say children are getting more active again since the pandemic.
We've had a lot of information about, you know, sedentary activities like video games and TV and all of that. But our kids are now getting outdoors more, and they need to have that energy to be able to keep that up.
Rock blasting operations along the west side of Wisconsin 130 north of the river is scheduled to start this week, tentatively tomorrow, but may be pushed to Thursday or Friday depending on weather. Blasting is necessary to fracture the rock in order for it to be excavated down to final roadway and ditch limits, and the material will be hauled to Long Island to complete roadway fill. The contractor will be conducting the blast in small, safe increments to minimize vibrations and fly rock as much as possible. Both directions of traffic on Wisconsin 130 will be stopped by flaggers for approximately 15 minutes for each individual blast. Currently, officials are anticipating one or two blast traffic stops daily for 5 to 7 consecutive working days, again, dependent on weather and other field conditions. As a safety precaution, Brace Memorial Park will be closed continuously on weekdays and nights once blasting operations start. The park will be reopened for the weekend when blasting work is not occurring. For safety reasons, spectators will not be allowed near the work zone. Two have been arrested for possession of methamphetamine and fentanyl. The Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a vehicle in the ditch on Wisconsin Valley Road in Marion Township last week. Sheriff's deputies and K-9 Veezer arrived on scene and investigated the incident. It was observed that Nicole Moe, of 41, of Boscobel, had failed to negotiate a corner and went into the ditch due to excessive speed. Moe appeared to be under the influence of one or more drugs, and field sobriety tests were done. Grant County K-9 Veezer was deployed on Moe's vehicle and another truck on scene that was being operated by Zachary Chappell, 39, of Fenimore. K-9 Veezer alerted on both vehicles, and they were searched. A methamphetamine-fentanyl mixture was seized out of both vehicles. Zachary Chappell was placed under arrest for possession of methamphetamine, possession of a narcotic drug, operating while revoked, ignition interlock device violation, and bail jumping. Nicole Moe was arrested for operating with a restricted controlled substance, first offense, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of a narcotic.
Speed Queen, a name known in the appliance industry for toughness and reliability. Their super tough commercial washers and dryers are reliable enough for your business or your home, featuring good old manual controls that bring years of dependable operation. Town and Country TV and Appliance, a name synonymous with quality products and excellent service. Together, they're unstoppable. Stop to see the full line of Speed Queen appliances at Town and Country TV and Appliance, 2490 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or log on to townandcountryrc.com.
Today is Tuesday, April 2nd. Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center, died last Tuesday at home in Ithaca Township. Military graveside rites will be held this morning at 11 at the Memorial Cemetery in Marcusan by the Marcusan American Legion Post 282. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the family. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Albert H. Block, 97, of Richland Center. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center, died March 22nd. A celebration of life will be held today from 5 to 7 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be at a later date in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Dennis Lee Scotty Scott, 80, of Richland Center. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham, died unexpectedly Wednesday. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 4 until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry J. Deckert, 78, of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66, of Blue River. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th, from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral Gas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. Currently in Richland Center, it is an overcast 36 degrees at 8 o'clock.